This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is just coming up to 7:17. You're listening to The Evening Edition with Sharmila. And now we're moving on to a story about the Malaysian Association for the Blind. They're turning 70 years old this weekend. So we're looking at how their role within the visually impaired community has evolved over time. So the MAB is essentially a voluntary organization that serves and advocates for visually impaired persons. It was established in 1951, and among other things, their work involves educational programs, rehabilitation courses, vocational training, placement services. And in recent years, they've also been reaching out to visually impaired people in rural areas, providing them with rehabilitation services and training programs. And I think a very important aspect of what they do is creating greater public awareness concerning abilities and capabilities of visually impaired people so as to ensure better integration into society, to provide them with a better quality of life. So as an organization that has such a long history here in Malaysia, as they approach that 70th year landmark, we thought it was worth checking in with them and talk about their role within the community and what the future might look like. We'd like to hear from you, of course. Do you have wishes for the Malaysian Association for the Blind? How else would you like to see we as a society be more welcoming, helpful to this community? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, on the line with us is Tavasodi Mailvaganam Pillai, Council Member at the Malaysian Association for the Blind. Tava, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So, first off, it is the MAB's 70th anniversary. How are you feeling about reaching this milestone?
It is really great that the Malaysian Association for the Blind has achieved all the way and has reached the 70 year on 21st November 2021. And we really hope that MAB will even move forward and achieve more and serve the visually impaired, in especially to the greatest.
Now, I ran through a little bit of the role that MAB plays for the visual impaired community, but could you expand on that? What do they do for the community?
Actually, the visually impaired they are served in various ways. One is providing employment after training in Malaysian Association for the Blind. Employment, it can be in the field of vocational as well as in government sectors, private sectors, and so on. And also, in addition to that, MAB also provides welfare services in case of any problems that the visually impaired might face. For example, death, health problems, retirement after retirement, and so on. Other than that, we have library services where we provide book services in Braille and also in audio to the visually impaired. We also do Braille production for schools, I mean, where visually impaired students are studying all over the country. So as you can see, a large range of resources are being, or services are being provided by this association.
How has this role and these services evolved over the decades?
Definitely it has expanded a lot. For example, in the earlier days, people were just placed in messuers and just vocational trainers and so on. But now people are, many and many blind, visually impaired people are going to the universities and trying to achieve as high as possible. So they are trying to, you know, will be placed in better jobs, administrative, executive jobs, teaching, lecturers, and so on. So this is really something great that MAB has achieved so far.
Thava, what would you say are some of the main challenges facing people with visual impairment today?
Challenges, the first thing that comes to mind is getting employment, because the government or the private sector, they are not really open to the visually impaired yet. They are not willing to try to see the ability and so on. I'm not saying all, but quite a number are not willing to give a chance. For example, myself, when I applied for this lecture force in Brixel Asia College, I did not put that I'm visually impaired when I send in my resume, because earlier colleges, when I send in with the word visually impaired, they don't even call for the interview. So what I did was I didn't put, and sure enough, I was called for interview and I explained the abilities and what I can do and so on. And they also questioned me regarding whatever they were not so sure with. So in this way, I think the Brixel Asia College, I gave them the opportunity to find out more about me. So I think the private and the government sector, they should give opportunity. That is what people are, the visually impaired especially, need. They don't need sympathy, but what they want is support and opportunity.
And what sort of support would you like to see from the government?
Again, what kind of?
What kind of support would you like to see from the government?
The government especially, they should move forward by setting an example, by providing employment opportunity. They are providing now, but they should open up and give more opportunities, especially in the administrative line, teaching and so on, so that the other sectors, for example, private sectors, can also follow suit, actually.
How has the past 2 years been for the community? Has it brought up any specific needs or challenges?
Yeah, during the past 2 years, especially those in the teaching line, they had to do it online, and there was so much of challenges because failure of internet and not having a proper control of the class, and it's very tiring, actually, when you go through online classes. I mean, I don't know, to me, I feel that way because so much of time is taken off, because in between, sometimes the internet doesn't work, and then you have to start all over again, and that kind of thing. So that's the biggest challenge. As far as the others, there are also who lost employment during this period of time, and there are also some who kind of had a pay cut and that kind of thing. So whatever it is, the Malaysian Association for the Blind, they try to help these people by giving them support like food basket and some financial assistance and all that. But the problem for MAB is that they are willing to give all kinds of services and so on, but their hands are tied because financially they are not well-to-do, so they are highly dependent on government, where they get less than 10% support. The most of the support comes from the public and the private sector. So financial assistance is the most, because financial support must be there for all the services that I mentioned earlier to run smoothly.
So MAB, of course, has worked with the private sector on a number of projects. Could you talk to us about some of your recent collaborations?
Okay, now the very recent one is the Freemason. They are willing to, in fact, they already donated 24,000 to our association for the purchase of an embosser machine. This embosser machine is a machine brought from Sweden, and it is used for duplicating copies, braille copies, for school students. The equipment for the blind are limited. That's why the prices are high and they have to be imported. So other than Freemason, you also have the OCBC Bank, the Lions Club of Bukit Jalil, Sri Petaling, and a number of organizations actually, they played their role. I mean, the Rotary clubs all over, all of them played their major roles, or they helped us to the maximum in so that we can run our organization smoothly.
And how important and effective are these sorts of collaborations? What else would you like to see in the future?
Actually, in the future, what we are thinking of is having revision books for SPM. To date, we don't have revision books. All are textbooks. So we are trying to start revision books, especially the major subjects like maths and science. So we are in the planning stages already. And the only problem now is we are looking at some financial support to get these books prepared. Because preparing Braille books is slightly different. I mean, converting into Braille is not a big issue, but the diagrams that are involved, because the diagrams involved have to be specialized, where they are sighted people, they see the diagram, but the visually impaired, they have to feel the diagrams. So the diagrams have to be done in such a way that they can differentiate what they are feeling, you see. So it takes time, and also it's a bit costly. So that's what we are starting with maths and science, because these are the crucial subjects and needs urgent need, because students are not performing too well. So we are trying to do this as soon as possible. But again, we appeal to the public and private sector who can come forward and help us in some way or other. From Form 1 to Form 5, we are trying to do the maths and science revision books.
Thava, we just have a few seconds left, but I was wondering what you're planning for the anniversary.
Actually, the Lee Meridian Hotel in New Central has donated. They were kind enough to donate a cake to be cut on the 22nd, because 21st is a Sunday. So 22nd Monday, it will be just... we have a small celebration, actually. It's not really because of this COVID system, MCO and so on, but hopefully in the future we can do even more. But for now, we are just going to celebrate this event in a small scale.
Thava, thanks for speaking with us today.
Thank you so much.
That was Thavasodhi Mayilvaganam Pillai from the Malaysian Association for the Blind, talking to us about their upcoming 70th anniversary. And now, the news.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.